You're here listening to the Claudia Varas podcast. I'm your host, Claudia Varas, your breakthrough coach. I'm a former high-performing corporate manager in tech turned professionally certified coach and business owner. This podcast is all about a real, raw, unsketched, and fun perspective on all things related to our human experience. It's a space for us to slow down and talk deep. We cover real and raw stories alongside with practical key takeaways and tips on how to break through in your life. The intent is for you to start thinking differently, critically, for yourself, and with that, take aligned action for no one else but yourself. My mission is to cultivate more empathy in this world to inspire positive change. And to do that, we have to start with ourselves first and learn how to cultivate empathy towards ourselves. That is why you are part of this mission. It's only through these kind of conversations that we inspire others to take aligned action and start to think differently too. So your task is to go and share this episode with or any one or two learnings and insights with two friends and tell them to share with two more friends. And let's create a positive ripple effect together. It's 2024. 3rd of January, 2024, to be exact. And I thought I'd take this time of the year as an opportunity to just share with you my approach to a new year. Because it might be a little bit of a different one than you might see elsewhere. So very honestly, my beautiful listener, is I don't give a shit about the new year. I really don't give a shit whether it's the beginning of 2024 or the end of 2023 or mid of the year, whatever. And the reason for that is because I came to realize that putting myself pressure for a new year to begin and an old year to end, it created for me personally, at least, this pressure of suddenly doing more or suddenly fitting into the norm of what you need to do because the year is ending or what you need to do because the year is starting. And that honestly just didn't serve me. And I came to realize that already the last, let's say, 3 year changes, meaning like the last 3 years or the last three Januaries, especially as I embarked on this journey to create my own business, to live my life stress-free, to create a lifestyle for myself that works for me with as little stress as possible, or at least knowing how to deal with stress, feeling fulfilled, feeling aligned, feeling confident. And one of the things that helped me to get there was literally to take away the pressure of time. And I asked once myself, what is actually the purpose of time? And yeah, there are good things around knowing what month or what year it is. But honestly, for me personally, I just realized that not orienting my success or not orienting how I feel or what I need to do or when I need to start what, orienting that to what time of the year it is, I realized that this just took a huge pressure off of my shoulders. And so the way that I've been approaching it now the last 3 years is like, I don't give a shit. That is 2024 or 2020, whatever. Because for me, what counts, it's not the short-term gratification or the short-term gratification. What for me counts more is the long-term satisfaction. And so what I used to do, and probably some of you resonating can really relate to that. I know most people are doing that, and I see this as well with the clients that I'm working with, is that when the year is ending, so first of all, towards the last month of the year, there's so much stress and so much stuff going on, especially if you work in corporate, there's like, oh, end of fiscal year, end of quarter, end of year, we need to finish the year strong, we need to do this and that, but everyone is already exhausted and close to burnout, just trying to survive somehow until the time off, only to be even more stressed in the time off because there's lots of family time and organizing stuff and traditions and whatever if you celebrate that time. And generally, people are more stressed, in my opinion, than actually content and really in the present moment, to then only put even more pressure and be like, okay, now it's 1st of January, I stop drinking, I eat well, I'm not going to eat any sugar, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to start sports, I'm going to create my own business, I'm going to do like 100 million thousand things, only to find yourself 2 weeks into the month falling back into old habits. And that's completely normal. And there's nothing wrong with you if that happens. What I am inviting you here, why you listen to this, is to just take a different approach to how you are dealing, or how you are, let's say, seeing a new year coming in, and how much this actually serves you versus it doesn't serve you. And what I mean by that, if you in the last couple of years have been putting yourself in like goals on what you want to achieve in the year, but you are not able to sustain them, then that's also for you an invitation here to just try something else. And I'm gonna just share with you what works for me, that I've been sharing with my private clients as well, that also turns out work for them, that they really appreciate. And maybe there's something in here for you that you can also take away. So the thing to approach that is, it's January, great, whatever. Who fucking cares? Let's be honest. Who fucking cares that it's January? The most important part is that you start to create tiny actions towards the life that you want to do. And this is not about now doing five different things at the same time. I just invite you that, especially now, beginning of January, the first 2 weeks, actually take time to recover from last year. Take time to integrate what happened over like the Christmas period or the time off that you had. Allow yourself, the body, to regenerate after eating maybe way more than you normally do, or drinking way more than you normally do, whatever that is for you. And just give yourself the first 2 weeks time to actually reset. And that, and how that happens, is by sleeping way more. Meaning, go bed earlier, aim for like 8 to 10 hours of sleep, and take a nap during the day. Go for extra time outside, go for very long walks, spend some time stretching, and just do that for the next 2 weeks. And then gradually just start to focus on one thing. I really recommend you start to focus on one thing per month. So, for example, focus in January to reset, recharge, you know, your batteries by resting, by slowing down for a moment. And then the last 2 weeks of January, just focus on one tiny thing. Is it maybe hitting the 10,000 steps every day? Or is it to maybe read 10 pages every day? Whatever it is, just give yourself one tiny action that you want to do for the remainder of the last 2 weeks of January. And then from there, just every month, give yourself a small little thing that you want to focus on. It might be every month you want to try something new by yourself. It might be every month trying a new exercise. It might be every month just focusing on instilling a habit that serves you. Meaning, in February, maybe focus on journaling every day for 10 minutes and only focus on that while you build up on the different habits that you're cultivating. Because what happens when you do that is that by the end of the 12 months, or even in the next 2 months, or 4 months, or 6 months, you're building up on the habits that you've started to establish. But it's going to become a lifestyle rather than a short-term thing where it doesn't have the impact that it's supposed to have, because you revert back to old habits. And so everything good in life, every single thing good in life, takes a while to flourish, takes a while to grow, and it's the same for you. And so give yourself that time to just focus on one tiny thing every month that you can realistically implement, rather than putting yourself 10,000 things to focus on that is not realistic to maintain. And honestly, that's that. Not giving a shit if it's January, February, whatever, but just like having the intention to focus on one thing at a time every 4 weeks. And as you do that for this year, what is important is, what I am inviting you to do is to just take a moment to reflect on 2023. Because what happens so often is that we move forward, we rush forward, we hustle forward without taking a moment to reflect back. And the truth really is, my beautiful listener, is that you don't learn from your experiences. You learn from the reflection of your experiences. So before you continue to walk your path, the path of 2024, it is important to stop for a moment and look back on the path of 2023. And how I would like you to do that is to just go back through your calendar. You know, whether it's your work calendar, your Google calendar, your iCal, your physical journal calendar, whatever you have, and go back month by month and reflect back on what was happening, what was going on in each of these months. You know, maybe you did travel somewhere, or maybe something, important happened with your kid, or maybe there was something really cool that happened in your relationship, or maybe financially there's something that happened, like the good and the bad, like, oh, at the end of the day there is no good and bad, but what I mean is like the situations where you're like, ah, yes, this sounds amazing, this is what I'm celebrating myself for, and also the situations that felt super challenging, but yet you arose through them and you became stronger through them, right? And so what I recommend you is to just look back month by month, reflecting back what was going on, what has been happening, and just reflecting on what you learned through that, right? So even, for example, maybe it looks like there was nothing really major happening last year in April. Well, even if there was not actually some events going on, what is it still that you learned through that time? Because there is something, and I really challenge you to find one lesson for the last 12 months that represents what you're taking away. And to demonstrate this to you, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to share with you my 12 lessons from my last 12 months. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to just read all of the 12 without context, but trusting that however this needs to land for you, it's going to land in the exact way. Maybe there's something right now that's going to really resonate. Maybe there's something right now that's not going to resonate whatsoever. Whatever it is okay. Whatever you need to know now, whatever you need to become aware of right now, is what's going to land the way it's supposed to land. And this is where the self-trust in you and the process and your own growth comes in. Okay? So here are my 12 lessons from the last 12 months. All right, you ready? Number one, a conscious breath is always a good idea. Number two, your body is here for you, not against you. Number three, watching sunsets are the most powerful natural remedy for your mind, body, and soul. Number four, true self-development lies in movement, self-contemplation, and constant inner work. Number five, you are way more powerful than the lies of your imposter voice. Number six, true success depends on the balance between getting stuff done and having time to play. Number seven, the most important relationship is the one you have with yourself in the most challenging moments. Number eight, motivation is something you cultivate, not something that just shows up. Number nine, slowing down the pace of your life is a skill that you can learn. 10, simplicity leads to true contentment. 11, growth is about the willingness to open up to new perspectives. And number 12, everything beautiful in life needs time, care, love, and patience. Which one resonates most with you? And which one resonates the least with you? I'd be curious to hear that. Let me know. Feel free to send me a message on social media, over email, on WhatsApp, whatever it is that you have access to me. Let me know. Because the truth is, I believe that you have all the answers within you. I really do. It's just about allowing yourself to slow down, to contemplate, to get to know you, all parts of you, and to empower yourself to take your own learnings and the learnings that you hear around, the inspirations that you see around you, and turn them your own. Because truth is, what works for me might not work for you. And so this is where it's so important to take initiative in understanding yourself so well that you create the routines, the habits, the lifestyle that you truly desire. Not the one that you should have, but the one that you want to have. And doing that in a way that fits to you and your needs. Beautiful listener, thank you so much for listening. Again, I would wish you a happy new year, but honestly, I don't give a shit. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but what I am saying is just take away the pressure of this new year. It's about consistency, it's about consistently showing up, and this can happen and any day, in any month, in any year. And the best time is just right now, no matter what date it is. I believe in you, sending you lots of hugs. And as a closing tradition, remember, let's put our hands on our chest, taking a breath in and exhale through your mouth and tell yourself, I am breaking through. Bye bye.